I'm going to take the text for my invitation this evening from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 12, if you would like to turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 12. The Apostle Paul here in this text is defending his ministry as an apostle in proclaiming the gospel and contending against those who would teach error. And he states very boldly in verse 12, he said, "What I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast." In other words, there were other individuals who wanted to be presented as individuals who were preaching truth, individuals who had authority just like Paul did. And he wasn't going to stop preaching the truth because of the dangers that were present if he were to stop his mouth. Now that others might come in, insert themselves. And it's not a matter of simply usurping authority that is not theirs, but proclaiming a message that is not true. They were teaching error. I want you to notice how they are described in verse 13. He said, "These are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." That transformation is not a real transformation. It is not that Satan becomes an actual angel of light, or that these individuals actually become ministers of righteousness, but rather that they appear to be so, that they make it to where individuals would surmise or accept that they are what they contend that they are. They're mere pretenders. Now, there are a couple of admonitions to be considered in regard to this. Number one, how important it is for us to be on guard. Can you imagine this idea of Satan transforming himself into an angel of light and individuals having the ability to transform themselves into ministers of righteousness? That our perception, if we are not careful, might be that individuals who are actually teaching error and leading us astray are in actuality teaching truth and leading us to heaven. And that's why we talked about it this evening in Acts 17 with regard to the Bereans. We must always be willing to search the Scriptures to find out whether these things are so. Secondly, how important it is for us to be mindful of what it is that we teach, that we not be the type of individual that the Apostle Paul describes here in this place. That we not be, by what we are teaching, leading individuals astray. That we be sure that what it is that we proclaim is indeed truth. We live in a world to where doctrine doesn't matter. The idea that there is a distinction between right and wrong with regard to what you believe, that God actually cares what it is that you believe and what it is you teach, well, that's something that is foreign to most people. But this scripture very clearly indicates just how important it is that we be righteous and that we heed righteousness and that we not allow ourselves to be led away or to be led astray by those who would proclaim error. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to anyone who's here who needs to respond to the invitation call. You're not a child of God. You have the opportunity to become one this evening by turning away from your sin, confessing Jesus Christ as you believe Him to be the Son of the living God, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If we can assist you or any other who is here to answer that invitation call, we extend it now. Would you come while together we stand while we sing?